This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. European Union energy ministers have met an emergency meeting on gas prices. As winter approaches, EU nations have not been able to agree on the question of gas prices, which are expected to skyrocket. Estonia's Minister of Economic Affairs, Riina Sikkut, believes the price cap is necessary, but is a tricky balance.
The security of supply is paramount. If the price is too high, we can compensate, we need to compensate, but we cannot threaten the security of supply.
The soaring prices are a result of Russia's war in Ukraine, with Moscow slashing gas supplies to all the European nations critical of Russia's actions. The meeting was focused on trying to break a deadlock between countries like Greece, Spain, and France, who want a cap on prices to ease household bills, and those like Germany and the Netherlands that are insisting a price cap would cut supplies. U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday that price caps on Russian oil being proposed under the Group of Seven Nations program were in play. He added that he'd spoken to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on the issue. Biden spoke to reporters during a Thanksgiving holiday visit to a fire station in the U.S. state of Massachusetts. European Union governments were set to resume talks Thursday evening or Friday after failing to reach a deal on Wednesday on the level to cap prices for Russian seaborne oil. Ukrainian officials are calling for the world to act against Russia for its airstrikes targeting civilian infrastructure. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba tweeted Thursday that Russia, quote, wages the most cowardly and barbaric type of war against unarmed civilians, end quote. His comments followed President Volodymyr Zelensky's appearance by video before the UN Security Council, during which Zelensky said Russian missiles hit hospitals, schools, transportation targets, and residential areas. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Council has voted to condemn the bloody crackdown on protests in Iran and to set up an investigation into the alleged abuses. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The resolution put forward by both Germany and Iceland was backed by 25 nations. Germany's Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said,
"The regime that uses this power to violate the rights of its own people is violating the values of our United Nations."
The protests were triggered by the death more than 2 months ago of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini. While in the custody of the morality police, Iran's representative at the meeting, Khadija Karim, said her death was being investigated by Iranian authorities before the West started to meddle into Iran's internal affairs.
"The biased and hasty reaction of a number of Western authorities and their interventions in internal affairs of Iran turned the peaceful assemblies into riots and violence."
I'm Karen Chamas.
Summer heat waves in France, Germany, Spain, and Britain led to more than 20,000 excess deaths, a report compiling official figures said on Thursday. Temperatures hit nearly 40 degrees Celsius or above from Paris to London in 2022, and climate scientists from the World Weather Attribution Group found that such high temperatures would have been virtually impossible without climate change. A heat wave in 2003 caused more than 70,000 excess deaths across Europe, largely in France, and led many countries to implement measures such as early warning systems, asking people to check on others, and opening air-conditioned schools. The United States marked the Thanksgiving holiday Thursday with traditional feasts, parades, and American football, taking a moment to celebrate in a week shadowed by gun violence. Americans were mourning this year in the wake of a pair of deadly shootings. They were just two of the more than 600 mass shootings so far this year, according to the Gun Violence Archive, using the definition of four or more shot or killed, not including the shooter. U.S. troops stationed at an army base in South Korea near the demilitarized zone celebrated the Thanksgiving holiday Thursday. Senior U.S. Army officials served them a traditional Thanksgiving feast meal.
So it gives them that taste of home, and it's an opportunity, you know, for everybody to, you know, break bread together, have a meal together, and then for us as leaders, it's a chance for our soldiers to see us as leaders, serving them the meal.
Nearly 29,000 American troops are stationed in South Korea, which has the United States' third largest military presence outside its country after Japan and Germany, according to data from the U.S. Defense Manpower Data Center. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.